Well, then we're doing it right here, right now.
Okay, well, I have to go back into Zencastr, don't I?
Oh, no, no, no. This is just on OBS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, everybody. What a show. Half a show that was.
Huh? I feel like we're in the middle of, like, Memento.
That show up. Memento, you said?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I just feel like we're piecing together a gigantic puzzle that will be coherent at the end, but right now... It's all over the place.
Honestly, I hope. Yeah, so, again, gang, we recorded the show a day earlier because we have, or I have, is everything all right?
Everything's good.
Okay, I thought you had to get up and go.
No.
I'm about to be on Beyond on tomorrow morning.
Beyond.
At 1:30. And as I've said in the beginning of the show, that show is the reason why the show exists. Mm-hmm. You know, we follow the similar beats of that show. To me, that show is the Tonight Show, we're the Late Show type of deal. Same formula, different hosts, and that's what makes it so different. And so it's very... It is like a coming full circle moment of, like, I remember being a... SGA at GameStop or assistant manager, whatever it was, opening the store and popping in a Beyond episode while it was dead and listening to it while I was doing work. And yeah. And now I get to be on that show and to be just for a second part of that show's legacy is absolutely bonkers to me.
Yeah, man. That's the same feeling I went through when I was on PS I Love You this year. It was the exact same thing. For Beyond is what got me into podcasts just in general. I said that on the main show. Like, mm-hmm. I believe I was searching up collectibles for Last of Us, actually. And I stumbled upon IGN, and I guess one of the keywords popped up the podcast video version on YouTube. And I'm like, huh, this is cool. People talking about PlayStation as the only PlayStation fan in my friend group, because everyone played Nintendo or Xbox. Yeah. So I was like, oh, cool. I get to, like, actually listen to people nerd out about the same things I nerd out about. That's awesome. And then it became every week, kept up on it, and then going back and listening to old episodes and, like, loving the banter, loving the blackout episode, the PSN outage. Like,
that's where I got in.
Yeah, just all these really cool things, and then that led me to Greg and Colin, and then that led me to Kind of Funny, and since that point, like, my life's forever been changed because of it.
It led us here.
100%. So I had the same feelings that you have before PS I Love You, and I'll have the same feelings if I'm ever on Beyond one day. It just, it is, it's special. You deserve it.
Thank you.
And... it's really cool and humbling that, yeah, you're right. You are now a part of that lineage of that show forever. No one can take that away from you, which is awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I like that. I like that. No one can take it away from you. Yeah.
No one. Yeah. No. No one can permanently delete that episode ever. Even if they do, you'll have it saved.
Someone accidentally spills coffee on a soundboard. Exactly. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh, no. Joe, that's it. We can't have you back to make up for it. It's done.
Yeah.
It's a one and done thing.
One and done. You messed up. For me, it's like, this is where the imposter syndrome sets in for me. Talking to way more famous people than I. Mm-hmm. That's where I get nervous. I'm going to say, like, Chili Peppers midway through that show. People are like, why? I'm going to call Brian Max. Like, something's going to happen.
Sure.
But also, I get to tell Brian his pizza choice is disgusting.
Like I told you, if you start off with that, it'd be such a good icebreaker.
It's just...
You know who's on the show yet?
Yes, I do.
Okay, is it Brian?
Brian...
Hell
Jonathan,
yes.
And I believe Matt Kim. I got to compliment Matt Kim because we use his stories on our show.
Hell yeah, we do. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's great. That's a great lineup.
Awesome to show. See how our show has been in 2021. The momentum that we keep building is nuts. Because, yeah, like, we've had Greg Miller on the show. He's a video game icon. Mm-hmm. You've been on PlayStation I Love You, and you absolutely killed it. Again, blessing. I would have been nervous. Now he's very attractive. It's never going to happen. But like Blessing comes with a pillow while you're sleeping. I'm going to stop this before it even begins. yeah. And then like Beyond is going to be nuts. It'll be nice. It's going to make me feel nice.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So
just know that all of us here, like in the Discord, patrons, we are so immensely proud of you. And I will say this again a million times before your 1:30 life-changing appointment. But don't absolutely crush it, you know, because right. We are only, there is a 25 follower difference between you and me. So like, don't crush it. Get 24 followers. Get
24.
Just gotcha. let me still have something on you.
Please. Don't press a bleep button too much.
Yeah, no, yeah, don't.
Don't do a cowboy accent.
Yeah, 100%. Don't talk about how you used to steal Andy House's mail and
I will
talk shit about his family.
Definitely do that. Checklist of things for Joe not to do, but then gets too comfortable and will do on that show. Oh God, yeah. So
I think that whole show, though, Joe, you should just be like, PlayStation, do you hear me now? Give us games to cover.
Dear PlayStation, we exist too. The little guys are here.
Exactly.
No,
exactly.
You know what the thing? So it's kind of a stigma that I often, because I'm like, are we small, quote unquote? Maybe, but like we're not small anymore. Like we are.
Sure.
We get thousands of views. Downloads every week, which is nuts. But like, you know, for us, it's really awesome to carving out that little niche on the internet and making sure that we're being on things that I think match well with us, because to me it's not about being the number one PlayStation show on the internet, it's being the best PlayStation show on the internet. What I want to look for when I'm if I'm listening to a podcast.
100%.
You know, I don't know about you, but like I've stopped listening to a lot of podcasts or gaming podcasts because I don't want not just their thoughts to infiltrate mine, but I don't want their style to lead on over to ours.
Absolutely. That's why if I do watch shows or listen to shows, it's after we record that week.
Absolutely.
It's just because that was my biggest fear. And I think it did happen when we started where I was reciting points that I heard on earlier shows.
Yeah.
So like, and I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be a Philip Mewson about it, you know, and steal other people's ideas and take them as my own. So yeah, I feel you 100% on that. And to go with your point of like going on the right shows to make sure that it fits us 100,000%. I don't want to go on a show and then they're cool with me and everything. And then the week later, I see them say the most heinous shit, video game fanboy related or not.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh, my name's attached to that. That sucks.
Mm-hmm. And that's happened to me once or twice. And I'm like, ugh, fuck. That's literally why. Because, like, listen, we can't vet every show that we can appear on. But, like, we, you know, I try my best. That happened one time. And then, like, I was in the middle of it. And I was just like, oh, boy, how do I leave?
And I just stuck around. I stuck around. That was a joke. That ends with me.
And he keeps coming on every Wednesday night. Like, what's his deal? But yeah, like, I hate that. And I think you could genuinely read when I want to be on a show or not, because like there is a scale of I don't give a shit and I'm gonna be goofy. And then, like, I don't give a shit. I'm going to be angry. And you can see it. It's obvious. Okay. All right. Here's a question from Jose. My apologies. Empowerment question, after show question. What kinds of reoccurring situations or people do I attract? What kinds of lessons might they have about myself?
Oh, man.
Hopefully nerdy girls with glasses and curly hair.
Jeez.
But that's not happening.
No. honestly, for me, the situation I keep finding myself in is waiting to the last second and then having to do so much work to overcome whatever it is. Yeah. That's just been a problem with me since like high school, where I would procrastinate doing projects or whatever. And now it's bleeding into real life situations where I kind of knew I was done with teaching. Mm-hmm. And I could have been putting in the work months, if not a year ago, of trying to find something new. Yeah. But I didn't. And now I am now a month after I worked anywhere.
Yeah.
And like, I'm doing whatever I can, but it's hard out here.
Yeah.
On these streets. Like, those are the situations I keep finding myself in. Hmm. And what I learned is I need to be a little bit more proactive.
Yeah, I think same with you. I like to procrastinate a lot. You have things waiting off until they're absolutely like the deadline hits. That's been a bad thing for me. What situations I kind of constantly find myself in? Annoying ones, because these kids don't want to put on their fucking masks. And I add the cuss because it is annoying. Here's one thing that my voice is getting strained. Doing this whole yelling at kids in a room to make sure they're behaving thing.
Yeah, you're not used to it.
No, I'm like mid scream. I'm like, got a goddamn podcast to do at 7 p.m. And if I lose it, I will lose it.
Tomorrow morning, you just don't talk at all. Just write on the whiteboard. What do you want to say?
Mask on. You fuck. Oh boy. Also, Kyle, I do want to. I said this to you last night. I'm gonna say it again. I find myself about to wait outside of GameStop for a Switch OLED. I want to play Metroid Dread.
I mean, so do I, but I'm not going to get an OLED Switch. Well, one, I can't afford it, but two, why?
Okay.
So I have a light. I have the Mario-themed one. I'm good.
So I have a light, and I have the OG Switch, and the reason why I want to get rid of it is I don't like the light. It hurts my hands. It's uncomfortable. Too small. Okay. Font's way too small. Got old man eyes now, goddammit. I need prescriptions. But until then, my Switch, I'm afraid, first off, battery life's awful, and I'm afraid is about to have the drift issue. So I'm like, I'd rather trade it in now. And if I do, it equals out. So it just makes me think and wonder.
I mean, that would make sense.
Yeah.
But you also, like, if you want to play it and see it in OLED, just play it docked on your OLED TV.
Well, okay. And I'll come at you with this. I want to play Switch in my car during my breaks.
Fair.
Uh-huh. It's also fair. My birthday, and I feel like I've earned it, though I said multiple times that this TV was my birthday gift.
Exactly.
But it's near my birthday. Also, October 4th is my birthday, and I know what I'm going to ask, like, for gifts. And I know, and this is how I'm officially old as shit.
I thought you were going to say, ask Santa. And like, Joe, Santa? Come on, it's his birthday. Don't ask Santa for presents. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Like, he works in mysterious ways. Him and the Easter Bunny. Anyway. I want, like, a North Face jacket.
Ooh, nice.
And a nice pair of jeans.
Sweet.
I'm
old turning, man presents.
If you didn't think I was turning 30 now, you do, or then now you
yeah
do. I've become an old
becoming an old,
because I got really excited because I got my pants hemmed yesterday, Kyle.
Oh geez.
I
was like,
oh wow, this is great. I now have three pairs of pants to go to work in.
Nice.
And I got one fix, and I got very excited about the fix as well. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself with a Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee. And I was like, yeah, I'm productive today. All right. Yeah. There you go. That's been part one of the after show. It's here. Now, Kyle, it's kind of like a before and after. I should have said that at the beginning of the show. now, Kyle, is part two. The Joseph coming right off of his Beyond debut.
Let's see if we remember to wear the same clothes.
I will not. Kyle, what a show, what a show, what a show.
What a show.
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a man, what a good man. What's that song?
I think, is it En Vogue?
I think it is.
What a man.
So, we said in the our first half of the post show, hey, this is the before and after. Right.
Yeah.
So this is the before. Now this is the after. I've been on my dream show. The reason why the trophy room exists.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any questions for me, Kyle?
Do I? What did they smell like? No.
Oh, man. Lilac and gooseberries. Next question.
I mean, just like in general, like. Was there any point that your brain. During recording, your brain went like, I like it's real kind of situation. Cause just from my own experience being on PS, I Love You, there was a moment where like I've listened to this show.
Yes.
Right. So like, and then I had to click out of it where, yeah, no, you're not a consumer of this content. You're on this. So snap out of it kind of situation. Was there anything of like hearing their voices and seeing them on screen across from you? Did that ever pop in?
Yes, before just the briefest of seconds.
Yeah.
Because, mm-hmm. It was weird because I actually felt kind of zen walking into the recording. Because when we had Greg Miller on the show, I was a nervous wreck, yes. Right? He's gonna like. I think he's gonna stop the show. Going. I used to do this 10+ years back. You son of a bitch. This is my show. Get out of here. We're suing. But even then, we walked out and, it felt a sense of relief. And the one thing that I think that did help me walking in there was, yeah, we've done this before.
Yeah.
I know what it's gonna be. So let's fucking do this. And I walked in really like, oh, I got it. All I have to do is walk in. And within the first 3 minutes, I was like, okay, I walked in. Now let's own it. And I hope, for the most part, I owned it. And it felt really good. I just hope like my audio was okay. That's now my only thing.
I can't wait to watch it and then give you an IGN score of 7.2. Not enough water.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they put out their video version of the show at the least like almost immediately, and he said that there was some problems with the not with the audio but like with one of the pictures, and it would be a little later. And I'm like, is he just saying that? I'm like, my audio is actually really bad. It's like, you know me, Kyle, that's my biggest
100% know you, yes.
Yeah, that's my biggest fear, because like this is a new mixer, so I'm like, did I make sure I hit the right thing? Because I hit stream and that's what this thing does, and it worked fine for me, so I don't know.
No uploads yet.
Oh, I'm scared. Oh man, I ruined it. So, but no, they were very nice. Jonathan's very nice. Brian awesome. Was insanely kind. And again, they probably say this to everybody, but like immediately once we were done, they were like, "You're fucking incredible." I was like, "Oh, you cussed." But then a part of me is like, "You must say that to every guest you have on." I must be just one of those floozies.
Now but we gotta get them awesome. Over here.
I invited them. They said they would love to.
Hell
now
yeah.
Now I gotta take them, you know, at their word. But yeah, so
we gotta hopefully. Pay their podcasting fee.
Exactly.
Real quick, $1 million.
Did you see that? Dollars. What?
There was some guy, I think it was a sports writer or sports blogger on Twitter that was charging people for him to be a guest on their podcast. Cause he was like, I respect my time and you're going to pay me to be on your show to bring my thousands upon thousands of followers to your product situation. And everyone dragged him for it. Thank God.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, wow, what kind of entitled piece of shit?
I mean, I get it.
You are. I don't.
I mean, well, listen, I think you worded it poorly, because I know there was one podcast that had Arnold Schwarzenegger on their podcast and they paid him $20,000.
That's a different circumstance. Because that is a celebrity.
True. Oh, that's true. It's like, who the fuck do you think? It's like if this I was just like $50, little man, put that shit in my hand if you want me to be on your podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right. Like, who am I?
I think
you're right. Fuck you.
I think what should have happened was or what I think we all do is we guest on that show because we want to pave the way and show the respect to the people that had us have guests. For us to come on as guests on their shows and vice versa. Like it's like that unspoken rule. I feel like of you want me in your show. Absolutely. If you want me on your show, you obviously think high enough of myself and think I bring something to the table. And of course I'm going to come on and do my absolute best to do that, but it's not I'm just honored you asked me kind of situation.
Yeah. I mean, and I guess like as like the more famous you get, the more bandwidth, the more people ask, and you can't like look. Greg Miller, great example, right? One of the most popular voices of video games. He was on our show. I don't know what other shows makes it pretty special, but it's like he only has so much time, so much bandwidth. You also got to keep making those lateral moves as well as the horizontal ones. So
yeah,
I get like the kinder thing would be like, hey, I have this very big audience. I do a lot of stuff. As much as I'd like to be on all the shows, I can't, and I have to be selective. Mm. Not the pay me money.
Yeah, but exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, and again, that's a douche move. And again, like, it's also a big shout out to Jonathan, because it's like, man, you know, look, this podcast, again, we're in like the in between a small and medium, where it's just like we get a couple thousand listeners a week, which is awesome. Thank you all so much. Holy shit. But like, he don't know me. And to just bring on a perfect stranger at word is a scary thing to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't. Yeah. I'm not envious of it one bit.
Yeah, no. Second question. Okay. How hard was it to just not just stare at Brian's background at all times?
So the other thing I think that got me through it is the way it is like you got the overlays, you got them, but the way my monitor is set up, I have it slanted. So yeah. I was staring mostly at the camera, but then there's also a little mirror of me. So it was kind of like I was staring at me, making sure I was okay while I was talking.
Okay.
So I wasn't, I was dead set on listening to them and more so than peering.
I just would be distracted by the amount of cool looking stuff on Brian's shelf.
Oh, absolutely. The other thing that was annoying the shit out of me, because like I forgot, yeah, it's during the day, people are gonna go work, is my Jiminies came out in force. Okay? As you all know, Kyle fights Jiminy from August to September, and then Jiminy slowly dies out, right? Yeah.
He's very quiet today. I wonder why.
I loved it. Loved it. Thank you. But my Jiminy is the crickets that get in their goddamn cars and just start drag racing and road work. And that was happening outside. I was like, oh, this is my hell. So, yeah. But apparently they didn't catch it. My mic was also super, super low. So they're going to have to play with the game a little bit on my mic. But that's probably to my betterment. So, yeah. It was nice. Again, it was a very weird, weird feeling because this is a podcast I've listened to since 2011. So,
yeah,
it's nuts. It's been a moment. And then, Kyle, you sent me the Killers song, All the Things That I've Done. And I was like, all right, let me listen to this. Because Killers, first off, Hot Fuzz is one of the best albums ever made.
Hands down.
Timeless.
One of my favorites of all time.
Yeah. And then I got fucking emotional at the end.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Just always, because like to me, I always read the lyrics of at the very end of the lyric is, if you can hold on, if you can't hold on at the end, I have always said, or I've always read it as, or listened to it as, if you can't hold on, hold on. And it was like, and so I was just like, oh God, it's a great pick. It's a good song. A lot of emotions. So yeah, but it was a really fun time. I really appreciate it. And not going to let this moment go to waste, because
for sure
we got a lot of good we can do with this spotlight, and hopefully we get to do all those cool stuffs, yeah. You know, Kyle,
before we go.
Yeah.
Can I just vent about my package tracking situation?
Yeah. Yeah.
I ordered those Ghost of Tsushima Ohtani baseball cards where it had the Los Angeles Angels star player.
Mm-hmm.
An artist made him as the cover ghost.
Yes.
I ordered that, right? And it shipped out on September 14th. I
have not gotten it yet.
It then went to Florida, 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 Virginia, Jersey,
okay.
Pennsylvania,
why?
Jersey.
Okay.
Then it went back to Jersey, 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 Holbrook on the island, back to Jersey, to my post office, and now it's back in Jersey. I don't know what FedEx is fucking doing with this. And if I don't look at this tracking tomorrow and it says that it's at my post office, I'm going to call them and get very angry with them. Why is it all over the place?
Yeah, one job.
I don't understand. In 2 weeks of time, it's traveled thousands of miles unnecessarily. Like, it was in my town.
Yeah.
And now it's currently sitting in Edison, New Jersey.
Oh, and Edison's nearby. Listen, very nearby.
You go over there tomorrow, like, after
20,
work.
30 minutes, yeah.
You go all yell right at them for me.
All right, we'll do. Kyle, with that said, I got to go to Newark.
Oh, that's right. That's
deliver
right.
A car.
Yeah.
So what's happening right now is I'm driving my dad's car to the airport, and my brother's following me in his car. And then when they come from Spain tomorrow, because they've been vacationing,
uh-huh,
sons of guns, safely, might I add.
Mom,
they're
going to
pick up they're going to pick up the car, because they're like, don't leave work for us.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Leave work for Beyond.
Exactly. That's what I did.
Yeah.
But you'll never know. Never know. Until right now, if you're a patron. Whoops.
Whoops.
Everybody, that's been the after show. We love you. Appreciate you. With that said, see you next time. Bye-bye.